Hey there, creative souls. This is Michelle, and I've been thinking a lot lately about how our emotions affect our creativity. And in this episode, together we will explore how embracing our emotions can fuel that creativity and deepen your connections with yourself and with others, while also unlocking new levels of artistic expression. It's a very messy but beautiful, complicated world where emotions intersect with creativity. Get ready to be inspired, empowered, and maybe even a little bit emotional.
Hello, creative soul. Welcome to the Beauty Hunters Podcast. Are you feeling stuck? Not having enough time, money, or energy to create? Do you want to make a difference in this world with your creativity, but you feel exhausted by life's responsibilities and void of inspiration? You are not alone.
We are your hosts, Jonathan and Michelle Rose, fellow creative souls who understand the struggle. We once lived a life consumed by the daily grind, leaving us feeling empty and dead inside. And that all changed when we discovered the mindsets and skills that allowed us to stay in creative flow and infuse everyday life with creative passion. We are here with strategies and inspiration to help you fill your daily life with vibrant creativity.
If you are ready to thrive and take your creativity to the next level, then grab your coffee, tune in, and let's create a more beautiful world together. I want to thank everyone who has taken the time to leave us a review. Those reviews mean so much to us and help keep us inspired. So if you haven't taken a chance to leave a review on Apple Podcast, please just take a few moments to pop over there and let us know what you love about the show and how it's inspired you. Today, I want to share with you a review left by Sigoni. She says, "Creativity is key. I love that this show talks all about sparking creativity. Creativity is such an important part of life that many people have lost. You don't have to be an artist to be creative." Well, thank you, Sigoni, for your kind words. Reviews like that help keep us inspired and let us know that what we're doing is making a difference in your life. So, Michelle, speaking of a little emotional, I've been a lot emotional lately because this week we celebrated the birth of our grandson.
Yes, we did.
And oh my gosh, you know that scene in Elf? After he goes on his big date and he goes, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it. That's how I feel about my grandson.
You're absolutely right.
He is just this bundle of beauty that I've never beheld before. And it's like, man, have I even seen beauty before until I've seen this little kid? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I can't stop staring at him when
I'm
around him.
Yeah, it's like I'm just opening up my phone, just going through the pictures all the time. I'm just like, oh my gosh. That's just so wonderful, so breathtaking.
Yeah.
So he was born on Saturday night.
March 9th.
And 7 pounds, 11 ounces, came out kicking and screaming, healthy. Mom and child are doing great. And we are stoked to have welcomed Charles Rose into the world.
That's right. And for any of you guys out there, there are a few pictures on socials. And if you are a part of our newsletter, you'll be getting some extra special photos.
A little behind the scenes peek of the grandson action there. But I digress. Enough about the grandson. We do have an episode to get to. And this week, we're coming at you from Fairhope, Alabama. We just got finished setting up our booth for the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Show, which we've been doing since 2017, I think. But this show is in its 72nd year.
Hmm.
It's a very well-established art show. And they really love, the whole town just really supports the arts here and shows up for the show. It's a really fun event, and we're looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah. You know, so getting back about talking about emotions, you know, I have had emotions on my mind a lot lately because I've been emotional too. It's been kind of an emotional season from launching a podcast all the way to having our first grandchild, you know, but not only that, just think about the last couple of years coming off of COVID and everything, you know. And so it's been interesting. I've been diving into a couple books because that's what I do. And it's been a very eye-opening time frame for me. You know, as I'm flipping through those pages, I found myself nodding along and recognizing snippets of my own experiences in those words on the pages. And what really struck me was how often I started noticing people talking about emotions and feelings. And, you know, it's not just about what's being said in these books, but it's kind of everywhere. It's, you know, when you, it's funny how when you start paying attention to something, how it just shows up everywhere in your life, you know?
Yeah, and it's no wonder. I mean, we've really been through the ringer the past few years. Not only that, but I feel like just mental health in general has become, people have become more aware of it and talking about their feelings a lot more, which is a good thing. But it seems like emotions are running high everywhere you turn. Fear, anger, hurt, shame, like you name it, we're feeling it. But it always amazes me that no matter how much we can focus on emotions, we're all so good at just stuffing them down still. We always find a way to either distract ourselves, stay busy, keep our heads down, plow through. It's so easy just to put on that stoic face just for the sake of getting through the day for our families, for our jobs, for just paying the bills, all the stuff that needs to get done, just for the sake of staying peace, that kind of keep calm and carry on mantra.
And I so hate that line. I hate the keep calm, carry on. I totally understand it. But sometimes we need to be upset about something or we need to cry about something.
Yeah, well, when we stuff our emotions, it definitely comes at a high cost to us. Because when we suppress our emotions, when we try to just shove them into a little box and put them on the shelf, deal with them later. And let's be honest, we don't ever deal with them later. We just shove them down and we bury it. And when we do that, we're actually burying important and valuable parts of ourselves.
Yeah.
We're denying ourselves a voice and a chance to show dignity to those hurt parts of ourselves or those parts of ourselves that we might judge to be just not what we want or lesser than, right? And when we do that, we're actually just burying parts of ourselves. And the thing is, as a creative, you need every part of yourself to show up to be fully creative. You need every part of yourself to come and use your senses and to taste and to see and to hear and to feel your way through the world. And it's so important as a creative to have access to all of those things that we are stuffing down and not experiencing. So we need to talk about this.
But, you know, it's really exhausting how much energy we burn trying to keep those emotions tucked away. You know, I can totally relate to stuffing away my feelings, you know, and what's wild about that is the boxes that you've stuffed all those feelings into, if you keep stuffing into them, they can't stay closed forever.
Yeah, and the boxes are never large enough.
Right.
They all spill over at some point.
You know, and I did learn that the hard way. In fact, there was a terrifying moment that shook me right to the core and started my journey of understanding the power of emotions and how to identify and process them instead of burying them. You know, and it took, it was a little over a year ago, I think it happened, when I found myself driving through a storm. The rain was pelting really heavy, running sideways. There was lots of thunder and noise and wind. There was electric lines where there was sparking happening all wildly going in front of my face. And my heart was racing. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen. And at the time, my cell service was down. And next thing I know, a tree falls literally right in front of my truck. And I missed it by inches. And so because of that, I didn't have time to stop.
No, you didn't miss it. You ran over it.
Well, it didn't land on me.
It didn't land on you.
And so because it was so close to me like that, I ended up having to run over it because I couldn't stop that quickly in the rain. And at the time I ran over it, my brakes went out and I panicked.
It broke a brake line.
Yeah. And no, wildly enough, at that point in time, as soon as I drove over it, my phone rang and I had self-service again, and it was Jonathan.
It was me calling her.
That's right.
And what's funny is that, as terrifying as that moment sounds, she was cool as a cucumber on the phone when I started talking to her.
Yeah. So what happened was, you know, inside, I was screaming, you know, but my words, I was using my words and I said, yeah, I'm really terrified right now.
Right.
So Jonathan took that as she's doing fine.
Well, you said you were terrified, but you didn't convey terror with any kind of emotional expression. And I think that was the point.
And so
that we're getting to.
So to finish out the story, Jonathan helped guide me on how to stop the car in the dark. I was able to pull over at a desolate gas station. We found out that I had this big, huge, not log, but branch. It was, I don't know.
Almost log.
Stuck underneath my car. But what's wild, the reason why, you know, I went through a lot of self-discovery after that time frame because it really disturbed me that I'm using my words and saying, I'm terrified, I need your help, and they both thought I was okay. And it was my fault because I had spent a lifetime of stuffing my emotions. So I wasn't very good at expressing the good ones or the bad ones. And they can't see my heart pounding out of my chest.
Yeah.
You know? So it was in that moment and in that crisis that I realized something super profound. And despite all that outward appearance of composure, I was actually drowning in a sea of emotions. You know, and I was terrified. My heart was racing. I never learned how to share my feelings externally and be vulnerable. And that's what feelings and emotions are about, helping connect you to yourself, helping connect you to the others around you. You know, I can't.
Well, and helping others to see you.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, I couldn't see you. I couldn't see how terrified you are. Your friends couldn't experience and share with how terrified you were. No one actually saw you because you said very flatly, I'm terrified right now.
Well, and I think the first words I said was, be prepared, there's a storm coming your way.
Yeah. Yeah. But there wasn't like fast breathing, frantic words, screams, crying.
Right.
All the things you would expect a terrorized woman to sound like.
For someone who thought they about lost their life.
Michelle did not sound like.
That's right. And so.
So why do we share such a vulnerable story with our audience?
Well, there's an important thing about emotions that I want to make sure that we relay in this episode. And that is, if I don't cry, I can't experience the intimacy of someone reaching out to hold me.
Yeah.
And that goes with every emotion. If I am afraid, but I don't show it, I can't give you the opportunity to show up and protect me, you know? And so, but that's what I wanted, right? Most of us as kids, you know, I don't know about you, Jonathan, but the experience I grew up with was like, if I'm crying, it's like, go to your room, you know, I guess what I'm saying is joy was probably the only healthy emotion.
Yeah, the only welcomed emotion.
And I can see even now, it's probably the only emotion that is allowed in our culture.
You know, how many times have you compared notes with a friend? And this is such a common thing. It's almost like a cultural trope where the parent's like, I'll give you something to cry about. You know,
I'm pretty sure we might have said that ourselves. You know, but this was a wake up call.
But as kids, we learn to hide our emotions. That's in right. So many ways, because it's not always safe to express them. I think parents are getting better about it these days, but
yeah. And so there's different ways that people handle them. For me, I literally bury them and then when I do go to experience them, I go alone and I do it by myself. But there's plenty of people out there who are having panic attacks, you know, cause that box, once it's stuffed, it's going to come out. And
yeah,
so
I think my MO is if I stuff too many emotions, the only one that can come out is anger.
Yeah.
You know, it's not pretty.
It's never pretty for any of us. Not, you know, when I have to experience mine too. So this was a wake-up call for me. It was a pivotal moment. And it started a journey of self-discovery and emotional exploration for me. You know, I delved into a lot of books because that's just how I do things. I talked with a lot of friends. I asked them a lot of questions. But I was seeking to understand the complexities of emotions. And as I began to peel back all those layers, I discovered a newfound freedom in embracing the emotions, messy and all.
So we've been doing some vulnerable shares, just talking about emotions, sharing about our own experience of emotions. And the reason we're doing this is because we want to help guide this community into the full expression of our creativity. You can't do that without access to your emotions. So this is just the first step in getting there. And it's such a powerful and useful and vital part of the creative process is being in touch with your emotions. So what's the first step? How do we get there? Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge and accept our feelings without judgments. And that is often, I think, the hardest step.
Absolutely.
Because to acknowledge them means you have to go against the grain of if you've been stuffing your emotions, you've got to go against the grain of your MO of how you've been operating as it relates to your emotions.
Well, and right? I'm so good at hiding even from myself.
So it takes intentionality, conscientiousness, and you have to hold space to actually feel things. You know, so we talk about core emotions. We've got sadness, anger, fear, joy. Those are typically accepted as the four primary emotion. Now, there's those, they branch off in a lot of ways, but they're all most related to those four. And then shame is the fifth one. But to be able to name those things in your own life, to be able to acknowledge them, you do have to just slow down a bit and know, oh, this is an emotion. What emotion is it, right? Where do I feel it in my body? How am I experiencing this emotion right now? And you have to accept it and not tell stories about yourself.
Right. Hold value and a significance.
But just feel it. See what it feels like and, you know, name the thing. And, you know, that's step one.
They're trying to tell you something about yourself. And if you're willing to slow down and recognize it, you can look and see what they're trying to say. You know, creativity is actually a very powerful outlet for expressing those emotions and in a very therapeutic, safe, and constructive way. So whether it's through writing, painting, writing music, or any other form of expression, give yourself permission to express your feelings authentically without inhibition. You know, don't censor yourself. So when you go down to paint something or write something, don't worry about how your work is going to be perceived by other people. You're just focusing on expressing how you truly feel.
Yeah, it's important to give yourself permission to just be in that feeling in that moment. It's so easy to approach a blank page, a blank canvas, a blank creative space with the intention of, like, let's face it, we all want this kind of, we all seek catharsis. We want something that feels joyful and exuberant, and like we all just want to have those mountaintop experiences. But you can't get there if you've been stuffing everything else in a box. You got to sort through the boxes first if you're going to get there. And so emotions can serve as such a rich source of inspiration for our creative projects if we give ourselves permission to feel them and experience them. And so pay attention to the emotions that you're experiencing and use them as fuel for that canvas, for that blank creative endeavor that you're approaching. Channel your feelings into your work. Allow them to shape and direct and inspire your artistic expressions. Embrace vulnerability and be authentic in the creative process, because your emotions have the power to resonate deeply with your audience and deeply on that canvas or on that page or on that dance floor or on that photographic lens, whatever it may be. Your emotions are a very rich palette to pull from.
And this kind of goes back to one of our previous episodes where you said the work has to be good enough for you first. You know, so when you're using creativity for therapy, you're doing this for yourself. So you don't have to worry about who's going to look at it. And here's the next step. You know, your creativity offers a very unique opportunity for that self-reflection and introspection. So when you complete your project, after you're processing through those emotions, step back and analyze it. Because oftentimes your creative expression is saying something that you couldn't say with your own words.
Yeah.
You know, and so you might discover what's lying beneath that emotion. Often our emotions are just showing us something that we're actually experiencing and feeling under that surface.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to follow your body into that moment. Like, I've had poems that I've written where I just, something was in there and I was just expressing stuff. And I didn't realize the full gravity of what I was writing until I went back and then I read it. And then it clicks inside of me of like, oh, this is what that's about. And then, like, I'm like reading a poem that I wrote 10 minutes ago and I'm weeping. You know, I've had some snotty moments just weeping over a poem all by myself in a workshop because something was just working itself out. And it's like, you got to hold that space if you're ever going to get to those moments.
Yeah. And these creative endeavors, they actually help make sense of all the emotions we're experiencing. You know, oftentimes it's the color we're using that, you know, if you're not able to put a name to the emotion you're experiencing, you might be able to go and look at the color and know, oh, that's what I was feeling, anger or whatever. And so the other thing I want to talk about, because you just said something that really reminded me, you know, emotions, we've always as a society talked about it as this mental thing. It's something that's in your mind. But the truth of it is, when you experience an emotion, you're feeling it somewhere in your body. this is physical too, you know? And so being able to use your hands, you know, or your body to dance, like you said, it helps you get it out of your body. Your cellular structure is not meant to hold these things. Oftentimes when we stuff and hold, you know, many years later, you end up with adrenal fatigue or some kind of crazy health situation that if you had just been able to express and get it out of your system.
Yeah. And then after you've had the chance to have that introspection and understand what you're feeling and how it is working itself out and being expressed, you can also, I would also encourage you to have trusted, safe friends that you can share those kinds of work with and seek feedback from those people, from mentors or peers, and share your emotions through your creativity can feel really intimidating and really vulnerable, but it can also lead to valuable insights and connections and help others actually see you and actually understand you. And then what you'll find is they'll go, oh my gosh, somebody else feels that way too.
That's right.
And all of a sudden they're going to be like, oh, I'm not alone. And then you're going to be like, oh, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Your healing brings healing to others.
You mean I'm not the only one that feels this way? There, that's the whole like real connection right there. That's what one of the things that art should do is make us go, oh, yeah, somebody gets me. I'm not alone.
And so after you've been able to do all of these things that we just talked about, you have to stop and prioritize a little bit of self-care afterwards. When I've gone through the process that we just walked you through, I find sometimes I need like a 4-hour nap, you know, or whatever it is that you need, you know, or as a listener, you know, for navigating these emotional ups and downs. Even when I experience great joy, we did not stay up. Our daughter went through 36 hours of labor and I didn't go through that. I mean, I had a normal night's sleep except for the call in the middle of the night. Yet the emotional joy had me so exhausted that I crashed and burned that night. You know, so these emotional ups and downs, your body will need you to follow up with some self-care. So take a break, you know, and engage in an activity that's nourishing to your body, mind, and spirit. So that might be taking a bath or going on a walk or listening to some music, lighting some candles.
Yeah, for me, it's I need to go get on the paddleboard or go hiking, get out in nature, get moving, or go for a motorcycle ride, something like that. Just kind of get alone, you know, either in the quiet or just with some good music. Yeah.
And so we want to invite all of you to join us in our Facebook group to continue this conversation of embracing our emotions. You know, it's important that you surround yourself with a community to practice with, to be vulnerable with, because sometimes it's easier to do it with strangers than it is with the people in your world.
And I can guarantee you our private Facebook group is a judgment-free zone.
That's right.
You can show up sad, angry, whatever, and just be that way and say, hey, this is how I feel today, and this is my expression of that, and there's not going to be any judgment.
Yep, we're just glad you're there. So head on over to connect with these like-minded creatives and share your insights. We'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences.
So to recap our 6 tips for managing your feelings with creativity, 1, acknowledge and accept your feelings without judgment. 2, give yourself permission to express your feelings authentically and without inhibition. 3, use them as fuel for your creative endeavors. 4, creativity offers an opportunity for self-reflection. 5, be vulnerable and seek feedback from trusted and safe friends. 6, prioritize self-care. And you'll find this process refuels itself and keeps on giving. So thank you for joining us today. We'll see you over in the Facebook group and look forward to catching you guys next week. Thank you for joining us on the Beauty Hunters podcast. I hope this episode has encouraged you. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with other creatives in your life? And please leave a quick written review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews keep us inspired and help more people discover the podcast. Okay, time for us to hit the road. We're off to our next art show. We'll meet you back on Monday for another episode.
Until our next encounter, always remember that your creativity will make the world a more beautiful place.